Brian is in Battersea. I want to be wrong, am I, Brian?
No. I don't know how they're going to fix it, but it's the first thing they have to do is be able to stop the mothers and that from lying in court and getting away with it.
You can't do that.
You can't fix broken Britain when you've got one parent family.
I think you might be right. Well, to which I could say, stay together.
Yeah, well, it unfortunately, sometimes that doesn't work out.
I know.
I've been fighting for 4 years to get custody of my kids. It has totally bankrupted me. I've had to sell my car, most of my possessions. If it weren't for the fact that I've got a loving a new fiance now who's 100% supportive, I wouldn't be seeing my children as much as what I do.
How much do you think you've spent?
Between £50,000 and £60,000.
Crikey.
I've had to sell my car recently and go from a nice BMW to a Renault Clio. I still, every other weekend, spend 15 hours in my car picking my kids up and dropping them off. I get no help from the mother at all. The mother will fight in every step of the way. And I do believe that the biggest problem with the fathers getting access to their children are the social services.
Go on.
And the reason for that is, it's any father who's been to court for access for their kids, will not 90% of them will have social services involvement, i.e. the mother will get the kids get social service involvement in, where the dad's a brilliant dad when you're living with them, but as soon as you split up, he's the worst dad in the world.
Yeah, I know, and I now understand what you meant about lying in court. You mean the false accusations that are designed to colour the court's decision on access?
Yeah, I've had my ex-partner walk into a county court and tell a judge that I wanted to kill my kids, and the judge gave me a three-month injunction stopping me from seeing my kids.
Obviously, I've only got your side of the story. I'd caution you not to say anything that might identify either your ex or your children, but that was the only evidence offered to the court, was what she said. Let's be grown up about... Sorry, that sounds wrong. Let's be universal about it. You can't stop that happening. You can't stop people lying in the witness box any more than you can stop people lying in the dock. In fact, if you could, we wouldn't need courts anymore, would we?
No, I appreciate that, but it doesn't help them if social services will do a report and do no background checks whatsoever. Like my particular case now, I have to go back to court because I was in court in October. Yeah. Social services done reports on my ex-partner and the kids. 63 paragraphs in one of their reports, 57 were proven to be total fabrication or lies. From my ex, yes. Mm. And on behalf of social services, where they took my ex's words as gospel and didn't do no background checks. I.e., I'm meant to be this big, hardened criminal, yet I've got no criminal record at all. I've got a bravery award from Metropolitan Police for helping someone get out of a burning car. I go to my local church. I still help teach kids how to be altar boys. I have to travel 15 hours a weekend to pick my kids up.
But then there's nothing that's going to change that, is there? You can't order your ex to live nearer you.
You can't. But then it's right. And I mean, I'm just speaking now in my particular instance.
I know you are.
Now.
Yes.
Ofsted, mate, to where my children are living. Ofsted went and made a report and slammed the local children's services, saying the reports have to be done in time. That these background checks need to be done. You need to keep parents in contact, etc., etc., etc.
What?
3 years down the line, these Ofsted recommendations have not been met.
No, and this path towards some form of shared parenting being enshrined on the statute book is littered with recommendations not being met, and it's still as far off now as it was when Fathers for Justice first started dressing up as Batman. It is, though, impossible for me to see, and you've been through it, so maybe you can see, what a government could do. What could actually be put on the statute books tomorrow that would have made your life easier? You can't stop people lying in court. You can't. I don't think you'd want your ex to be jailed. If she was fined, you'd end up paying it, presumably. What would actually work?
Well, what would actually work, James? If me and you got into a fight in a pub tonight and we went to criminal court over it and you lied through your teeth, you'd be done for perjury, yes?
So you want...
You don't have that...
The scrutiny
you don't have
of
that
testimony.
In county court.
You want the scrutiny
of
testimony.
You don't have that in county court at all. My ex-partner has been proven to lie in court again and again and again, and she doesn't even get a slap on it. She doesn't get a telling off. She doesn't get nothing.
Mm.
And it's because they're allowed to get away with it again and again. The mothers will do. The mothers will make the father out to be the bad person.
Yeah. But your 60 grand bill would be 120 grand if you were also trying to pursue a prosecution for perjury or based?
I haven't stopped. This will probably go up another £20,000-£30,000 by the time I get custody for my kids.
Well, you want full custody?
Yes, yeah. In the words of social services, my children are being neglected and mentally abused. The social services have evidence on this. They have evidence on my children being hit by the mother. They have evidence on this. Child Protection Police have warned the mother not to hit the kids. I've had to make my ex-partner sign an undertaking in court not to hit my two daughters, who are 6 and 8.
And yet when you turn up in court, you still feel, despite all of that, and you still feel quite rightly that you're on the losing team.
Yeah, yeah. And it doesn't matter who you are, what kind of background you have, what kind of family you have, they always seem to side on the mother. And whether it's proven the mother to be the better parent or not is irrelevant. For some reason, there's still that kind of sexual discrimination that the mother must be the best one to bring up the children.
Yeah, I mean, you can call it sexual discrimination. I understand why you do, and in your case, it's clearly true. But I think I should remind you that the laws of averages are on the side of the discriminator. I think that, generally speaking, mothers are better placed to raise children alone than fathers are.
Well, not in every case.
I said that at the outset. I said clearly not. Yeah, in your case, and not in many others.
No, well, my parents split up when I was 10 years old, and through my mother's medical conditions, she wasn't able to look after us, and my father brought four of us up. And brought us up well. We all got an education. We all went to school. We all had clean clothes. We all had fresh foods every day. It wasn't something stuck in the oven from the freezer. It's the father can be the better parent,
of course, and the dangers of generalising a legion.
Yeah,
you've just reminded. I hope things improve for you. You know that I probably share your sense that they won't, not for a long time, and a lot of money, Brian.
No, but I mean, as I said, it's fortunate for me. I met a beautiful lady just under a year ago. We've got engaged. She's the kindest, wonderfulest, most person you'd ever meet. My children absolutely dote. Even when I speak to my children, like, I phone them 4 times a week. And the first thing is, Daddy, is Katie there? Can I speak to Katie, please? Oh. Absolutely dote on her. The sad part is where social services will send people into my kids' school to speak to my kids to get their wishes and feelings. And my children have told everyone who listens to them they want to live with their daddy. They want to come and live in London with daddy. And yet social services kind of turn a blind eye. It's like they'll give the children false hope. When yet they know the neglect and the abuse still carries on a daily basis, i.e. children having head lice for over a year, which is totally uncommon, unheard of.
Yeah.
You know, we have the children on a week's holiday. We can take the kids on a week's holiday and eradicate the head lice. But yet my ex-partner who lives with them can't.
And what do the judges say when you're in court and you share this information, you share your frustration? Well, I know you can't get it all out necessarily, but what...
No. It, first of all, it's very hard to speak in front of the judges, yes. Unless you're having a trial. On a normal hearing, it's a half an hour hearing, you're walking with your legal team, your ex-partner goes in with her legal team, you don't open your mouth. Your legal team will speak for each of you. It's the last time we was in court, social services gave their report. I went up on stand, pulled so many holes in it. Mm-hmm. The judge went to... the judge called a social worker back on the stand, asked her to explain her reports. Her exact words were, I don't know. Well, you've authored a report. You have to know what's in your report. Yeah. I don't know. Have you done these background checks? No. Well, the family lived in London for 5 years. Surely you need to check with Metropolitan Police to find out how many times the mother was arrested for domestic violence, whether she was arrested for threatening to kill the children, why the local hospital had to move the dad and the youngest child at 3 o'clock in the morning to stop the mum and her family coming up and creating hell. But they don't do none of these background checks because, one, it proves them to be wrong and incompetent, and two, it will prove that, well, wait a minute, the father has been telling the truth and we've listened to a load of lies and we've acted on a load of lies.
I'm going to read you a tweet and I'm going to ask you if you agree with it. It's coming from Davey while you've been talking. And I have to say, he's more glass half full than I am. Talking about the government proposals and the announcement in the Queen's speech just sort of 45 minutes ago, Brian. Davey's written to me at Mr. James O'B. I think they have a mountain ahead of them. But as a father who has not seen his boy for 10 years, it means a lot that they will at least try. Do you agree with that?
No, I didn't think you would. No, it's just smoke. They're just David Cameron knows that they're not a popular government, and it's what can we do to get popularity?
We'll get all those divorced dads in the country on side by saying that we're going to help them.
Yeah, but they're not going to help, and nothing's going to change. And it's not so much with the courts. First of all, they have to exchange the laws in the county court. So if you are caught lying, you do get a punishment. There's nothing stopping.
They're not even looking at that, mate. They're going to begin. They're going to begin with the cases where a decision has been reached and access has been insisted upon, and mothers are simply denying it. They're not there when you turn up to pick up the kids. So it'll be years before they even turn their attention to false testimony in county court or family
court.
My
children live a 3.5 hour drive away from me, James. Said. There's been plenty of time. I've driven 3.5 hours and my children haven't been there. And as your previous caller said, you go to the police with a court order, which the court tell you to go to the police to get it enforced if you need to. And the police say there's nothing they can do. You have to go back to court.
Why don't you walk away?
Well, because these are my children. I love them to bits. And my ex-partner's now threatening to move to Scotland. So for me to see my children, it means every other weekend I'll have to fly to Scotland and back.
But you will.
And if I have to sell the house, I'll sell the house. It doesn't matter. These are my kids. These are my little girls. I love them to bits. I'm fortunate where both my children are daddy's girls. Both my children want to be with me. Both want to live with me. And I couldn't break their heart like that. I couldn't have it. I'd never have it when my children be waiting on the doorstep for me to pick them up and me never turn up. It happened once when I was on the way to I won't say where they live, but it's a 3.5 hour drive away. And one time the engine blew on my car on the motorway. And I was in tears. I was inconsolable. Because I missed that time with my children. And when I text my ex-partner to say, I can't pick the kids up, don't let them get ready, my ex-partner, well, I'm going to let them get ready so you can let them down. And you can show that evidence to any judge. You can show that to evidence through social services. And they'll tell her off. And they'll tell her, you can't be doing that. And that's the end of it, James. That's all they do.
I hear you.
You know, and until social services actually pull their socks up, and actually do their job. And remember, they don't service cars, they don't paint buildings, they look after children's safety.
Yeah.
It's an important job to do. And if they can't do it, there's 3.5 million people in this country begging for work. All right? It can't take that long to train them up and to show someone to have compassion, to have someone to have understanding. I mean, when I have it where social workers tell me they can't go into my ex-partner's house because the smell of feces and urine from the animals is so bad, it's putrid. But yet, they expect my children to live in that. They know my children get hit. They've got head lice. They've started a new school and their uniforms are dishevelled and they go into school grubby. Yet, if you ask them, would you allow your children to live like that? They'll, hell no. But I have to sit back as a calm father and allow my children to live in that kind of environment.
And there's nothing.
And they have documented evidence that that's how my children are living.
Brian, I have to say, just for reasons that I don't need to explain to you, that we have only heard your side of the story for what it's worth, and thank God I'm working for an organisation that means I'm allowed to say this, for what it's worth, all sounded very convincing to me. In fact, there's something about the way you told the story that makes it almost impossible for me to doubt a single word you said, and it also makes it a little bit inadequate when I say that I wish you the very, very best of luck. This is LBC. I'm James O'Brien.